We can do a specific score one.
You want to just do a specific score one? Why?
Well, because we're doing... I mean, that would be the benefit of doing it right now, is we could personalize it.
Yeah, but... I don't know.
Because we have a handful recorded already that are generic.
Right.
So we can use those anytime.
Just seems like a waste of time, though. I mean, why make it specific to them? I mean, we're going to be dedicating so much time to the group already.
You sound like... bitter.
Not really. I just...
You sound like...
I think it'd be cool if somebody would interview us for a change. I mean, after this...
We've done two of these.
We've been at this for a week.
Yeah. You're already feeling belittled.
Yeah.
You feel like you've given so much already.
I've given myself to this podcast for a week now.
I thought we were in this for the long haul. I didn't know that a week...
I have been.
A week is a long haul?
Yeah. Yeah, real long. I mean, both of the podcasts have had Jordan Boehner and Casey Hagen.
Well, I am sick of those two, for sure.
Wow.
I'm definitely sick of having those two individuals in here all the time. Yeah. 100% of the time they're here. Sick of it.
100% of the time. I mean, are they getting paid like we are?
They're co-hosts now. I mean, they talked... I'm sure they talked more than I did.
They've talked way
they
more.
They definitely have talked more than I have.
Yes.
I guess it's their podcast now.
Yep. It's now Next At Bat with Jordan and Casey.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, I'm Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our rimfathers.
Now it's time for Next At Bat!
You're listening to Next At Bat, a podcast devoted primarily to improvisation, where Philip Simondette, the creator of the podcast, and myself, Matt McLeod, the host, interview and then perform with local Minneapolis and St. Paul-based improvisers and other artists. Improvisation is the art of making stuff up. Nothing is scripted. Nothing in improv has been performed before or will be performed again. Short-form improv is game-based and has been popularized by shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Long-form improv is story-based, like a play without a script, and this is the type of improv we will perform on this show. After a short interview, our guests will join us for our version of what is known as The Bat, a forum created by Joe Bill, co-founder of the Annoyance Theater. Traditionally, The Bat is a specific form that is performed in front of a live audience, but with the lights out, to simulate a radio broadcast. There will be several scenes in Our Bat, with little or no indication of a new scene occurring, though sound effects and human-made music are often used. Without further ado, let me present Next At Bat with Matt and Philip.
We're here with the score, also known as Crab Hands, also known as the Herald Team from Huge Theater in Minneapolis.
That's true.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So we're here with actually half the team.
Yep.
So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
I'm Casey.
I'm Sean.
I'm Dan.
Jordan.
Nick.
And I'm here, as always,
with Philip.
So, yeah, thanks, yeah. Philip.
I'm on the special chair.
Yeah, he's sitting on our bear.
Riding the bear.
Yep. So we were just talking about editing, and speaking of editing, in the score, you guys have an interesting way of editing. You don't get to. Nels Lennis, who is your coach, right?
Right. Yep.
And director.
And director. And he's in the booth running music, which serves as your editing tool. Is it ever hard?
Oh, he's a bit of a sadist, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys talk about that? Like, that you don't get to control your edits. It's hard. I mean, that's different as an improviser.
Yeah. There's definitely times where I think the people performing and the people on the sidelines have been like, all right, scene's over. And then, but it's not because we haven't gotten a blackout yet. Sure. And then it's just like, well, we'll keep doing stuff, I guess. I wish he would edit it. And then, at the worst of times, we get to the point where we're really begging for the edit, which you don't want to do, and it's ugly, but we've definitely done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the early shows, a lot of scenes ended with someone getting shot or hugged or kissed,
you killed everyone.
In the damn scene.
Yeah.
Well, and I think for him it's challenging because he's trying to set up what the next move is, so sometimes he's not able to see what we're doing and can see that there's a clear edit. And sometimes he just does it because he wants to push us to take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. regardless of whether we want that.
Does that work? I mean, has that happened? Where
sometimes, and you have to basically say, what do I have to do different? What can I do different? How can I change the game so that it's different enough that we can build something?
Yeah, I think usually we go through and get to a point where it's good that we kept going. And we just sort of pushed through feeling like it was over and found some good way to finish it off. Mm.
But I think that's with any kind of improv that you do. That, like, if you denied or you didn't go down the path of, or you cut it too quick, then you're always left with, well, what could have happened? Or if you didn't, then you're like, awesome, you made that choice and now this happened. So.
And on any long form team I've been on, I can't count on one hand how many times I've been in a scene wishing that the people on the side who are free to edit would edit, and no one else on my team will edit it. So it's not a new thing. It's just
a different form.
It's from a different from a different mechanic.
It's just all in one person's hands. Yeah. Whose doesn't happen to be on stage with you?
For people who might not have seen the show, what does a score show look like?
Yeah. Could you describe it? Like, and how was it pitched to you?
Sure, I'll take this one. So the score, essentially, before the show, Nels, our coach and tech guy and director, collects several musical devices, iPods, Zunes, what have you, from the audience, and then grabbing...
Does he ever get Zunes?
We got one.
We
got a Zune.
Oh, and
we
could not
use a thing.
But then he will pick songs from those iPods or Zunes, what have you, and come up with a playlist for the show from that. And then the entire show is done to that music, usually in complete silence. I think we only had like one scene where anyone spoke our entire run of the show. As we were talking about, each scene is edited by the lights and by the music by Nels in the booth, not by anyone on stage.
And what's the complete silence part really was a challenge that we put on ourselves. It's not endemic to the form. Mm. The previous score that was at Huge a year and a half ago, was a mix of both, and from talking to those old cast members, they relied more heavily on listening to the song, waiting for it for a couple seconds, and then just walking out and doing a spoken scene based on whatever they heard. So what we did was a bit of a departure and was a real challenge that we placed on ourselves to perform the format that way. Mm.
It really was, like, when I saw it, it really was like watching silent film. In all the best ways. When you watch a silent movie, you watch, like, the story unfold, and you see how much information can be told through body language and through nonverbal communication. And, I mean, you know, we're told that, you know, 90% of communication is done nonverbally, and it just sounds like bullshit. But it's not when you see something like this, and you see how remarkably you guys can communicate. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
I think this gave us a new appreciation for sort of the style of silent film acting, because everything has to be bigger. And we found that we just weren't communicating well with each other unless everything was almost clownishly large.
We had to hit the Looney Tunes level of physical performance.
Which gave me hives.
Yeah. I think it's really easy to get, like, to hide behind words, you know, when you're doing scenes, and to not have that, and to really have to show emotion very, very clearly through, you know, actions and through your, you know, face and through all, you know, everything that you can possibly do non-verbally. It's a super big challenge, but it's great because I think it's probably pushed us all as improvisers.
Mm. How has it translated to other groups that you guys are a part of?
I was joking with one of my other teams that I just was no longer going to speak to them and physical acting.
I think it's given me a degree more of patience with scenes to not have to have a line to start the scene. Like, you can initiate just by occupying space and, you know, doing object work and what have you, anything nonverbal, and letting it. I like the scenes that can really breathe at the top of them, and then you don't have to, like, jump right in and be like, hey, look, there's a dinosaur and it's fighting an angel and we're brothers and this is a castle. Okay.
There's a theory of organic improv where you can be affected by the environment or a sound you hear in the audience and let that affect you or something that's going on stage that's just environmental. And I think a part of that really feeds into what we did, and it makes us hyper aware of letting the environment drive what we're doing.
You know, I had the opportunity to talk with some of you guys. I know some of you guys a little bit after the shows that you had, and where you, in my opinion, killed it. And and like other audience members, I mean, the audiences would be, you know, wrapped with attention. They'd be in stitches. They'd love it. And you guys would come off stage and you'd be like, oh, God, that show sucked. And why do you think it was? What was it about this show that you guys were pretty hard on yourselves? Or maybe it was just that, why did you think that you didn't have great performances?
I was just going to say really quickly, I think for me, I think it was always just that we set really high expectations for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, we rehearsed quite a bit before our run, but then also during the run too, and I think we were always trying to transcend just like these kind of basic scenes and making them into kind of stories and trying to pull all these elements together. So I think it was just that we were always feeling like there's so much to tell, mm-hmm. and sometimes maybe we didn't do that, but that's
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think in my opinion our first show was probably our best. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard when you hit like such a super high note, like it's one of my favorite shows I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the shows were good, but they weren't like first week good. And I was like, how do we get back there?
It was so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in my head a lot because this gave me such hives, because I'm so much more comfortable being in relationships and creating the characters, and having to be over the top and really physical is really horrible for me, but it was awesome because I learned a lot. But so for me, I would just be like, well, I just kept questioning myself, and I would have an instinct, but then I'd be like, and then I was so in my head that a lot of times that I think that's why I gave myself such a hard time. But the days when you just had fun, those were good. At one point, I just had to tell, like, just say fuck it and just do it. Mm-hmm. Can we swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we also had just some really great coaching from Nels, who really did push us, and so I think that kept us aware of like what things in scenes weren't working as well as they could have, and we had a lot of sort of, you know, backstep moments of like, oh, that should have gone there and didn't. Why didn't it? And I think that really played a part.
And his notes were clear. His notes were very specific on what we should look for in games and where we should go for the next step in a game, and to just how we should be aware of what our partners are doing.
Mm. So going back to the origins of the team, and you're a team, not a group, right?
Yeah.
I mean, which is a little bit different kind of than a lot of the groups around the Twin Cities, where, you know, normally a group gets started by, you know, hey, we're friends, I kind of have an idea, let's get together and play around. Mm-hmm. You guys auditioned, mm-hmm. and yeah. Did some of you not know each other before you got on the team together?
I didn't know anybody.
No, nor did I.
I didn't know a lot of people. I knew of some people, but there were a couple that I didn't know. Well, I knew of Jordan and Casey because I'd seen them in M4W and a couple of other shows, but I did not know Sean and Dan at all.
Mm. So how did that work? How long did it take for you guys to start feeling comfortable around each other?
I thought the first practice.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, it really clicked.
Actually, yeah, we had a really weird, fun chemistry, which I was really happy about, because I just moved to Minneapolis in July, and we started in, like, what, September? Maybe even earlier than that. So I'd only been in town for a couple weeks, and, like, moving from Philly, which had, you know, I was definitely in the community there, and it was like, oh, where'd all my friends go? But they were here, and we all clicked really well, and everybody was weird and fun together. I thought the first
year. It got very weird, and I think that made all the difference in the
world. Yeah, we're all comfortable being weird.
But it was kind of fun, because I feel like all the people in the group, too, are so good at different things. It was like such a weird balance on everything else that we were all comfortable with just being super loony. but everyone added different elements to it, which I think made it longstanding.
Yeah.
At what point did you guys know that you wanted to do something after you finished with the Herald run?
That was Nels.
Yeah, that was Nels' suggestion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really wanted to do the score again, just generally he'd been thinking about it, and then, I mean, he liked us so much. But whatever he, you know, whatever he had in his mind for what would be good at the score, he saw in the way we were playing together, and so was like, hey, I think, you know, I want to do this with you guys, and everybody was like, yay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you look at the score, and it's all games, mm-hmm. and you look at the Herald, and the Herald is based off of games, mm-hmm. so we played the game so well together that that, I think, is what really clicked in his mind that. And so he showed us a tape of a group doing the score, and we all just were laughing so hard. And
I think that the tape he showed us, it was set to Hey Jude,
yep.
and it was a wordless scene that that just was on a huge long story, and people coming in and out. The actors in it were just tagging in and out and bringing the story more, and I think that's what all of us as a group saw and wanted to do. That just we had this amazing group mind click and recognized how we wanted to play.
So now you guys have been accepted to the Chicago Improv Festival and the Twin Cities Improv Festival.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Which is super exciting. And so, have any of you guys been doing improv festivals before?
I have with one of my other groups, and I know Dan has.
Yeah, I went to a few last year. I went to Chicago last year and a couple others.
Yeah, not too much, really.
Nope.
So,
what are you guys looking forward to doing with the festival?
I saw almost zero shows last year in Chicago, just because I couldn't really get time off. So it was like come in late Friday, see two shows, go to bed, then do our show and leave the next morning. So I'd like to see more shows.
And so the weird thing, I want to see shows, but I really want to see the Minneapolis groups that are going doing shows in Chicago, and I think that's the weirdest thing that I've seen.
You can see them anytime
here,
special.
Yeah. But I want to go see them in Chicago. I think it's a mix of hometown support and it's friends, but I also want to see how they do in a foreign environment.
Yeah, it's tough. You want to give your friends support to be in the audience and see how they're doing and provide the support there. But it's I've seen this and it's good, but. Sure. I want to see something that I've never seen before.
Yeah. I'm excited because I feel like with anything in life, if you stay in one place, you're kind of in a little bubble. Mm. And sure, I like improv here, and I feel like I'm in shows and stuff, but I'm really excited to see how it translates to other, do other people think that this is fun and good? And, I'm just excited to get out of the bubble and... go to another bubble.
Yeah. What I think is exciting about Chicago this year is that they've given most out-of-town groups two shows, whereas last year, and I think almost every other festival I've been to, you just get one show. Mm-hmm. So that can put a lot of pressure on that one. It's like, oh, we're here. Yeah. We got to do well. But now you can, I don't know, rest a little easy. The first one can, you still want to give it your all, but it could be practice in a sort of way. If you really blow it, you can be like, oh, tomorrow, guys.
Let's not screw up.
We got one more chance.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you got two shows now. That's great.
Yeah, that was a change that they did this year.
Are you guys going to be going to Chicago as the score or as the Herald?
We don't know yet. We applied. So the deadline happened before we had started our score run.
Mm-hmm.
So we applied with a Herald video into the long form category, which I think looking at the categories, the score still fits into.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We're talking to them to see if we can sort of switch it up a little bit, because I think we'd rather do the score. Everybody enjoyed that a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys ready to do a little improv here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Next up, bats!
Well, we've made a series of medical advances. You don't have to live like a freak anymore.
That's fantastic.
It's a new world. It's a new world of plastic surgery. Your massive fingers can be shrunk down to the size of a normal human.
Did you hear that? You can finally live like a normal person.
That is fantastic. These long digits at the end of my hand have been really inhibiting my life.
And really freakish. Please turn around while I talk to you. I should be able to deal with this. I'm a medical professional. I don't know why I'm disgusted with you.
I could just put my hands behind
just
my
turn
back.
Around. Just turn around.
It seems unnecessary to move my entire
I do not head. Need to see it, your front.
You only have to deal with this for a few more days.
I just want them nipped off. Just shorten them. Just right at the first knuckle. I don't care. Just
why is this so hard for you? Just turn around. You're a
fine,
freak, okay?
Fine.
Can I speak to you?
Sure.
Away from the patient?
Yes.
Your son is going to go through some difficulties.
Yes, I know.
In the next few weeks, once we've cut off his fingers. He's going to have normal short fingers, yes. I just...
Tell me, doctor.
I'm afraid they may grow back.
What?
What?
Turn around.
I can still
turn
hear
around.
Excuse me, I...
Please put your fingers in your ears like I taught you.
I'll put my brains out if I put my fingers in my ears.
Put your fingers in your ears.
They're too big for that.
Ronald.
Okay.
Your son is a special case. We're all frightened.
So he does have hydra fingers.
The worst.
The worst hydra fingers.
The worst case. I refuse actually to work on him. I've called in a German specialist to take care of this.
I didn't think it was so bad.
It was so bad we need the Germans.
Oh my. So are you recommending that I do put him down?
What?
Keep your fingers in your ears.
No.
Screw that. You're gonna...
9-9! You don't need to put him down!
Thank God, finally a voice of reason.
He's a special boy with special needs. And you should be very happy to have him in your life.
I am. I'm so happy.
No, she's lying. She was going to put me down.
Stop it. Turn around.
I've dealt with a lot of cases such as this. And it never ends well.
Can you fix these freakish fingers?
No.
Oh,
but what I can do is prescribe a new way of thinking about life.
That's not what I want at all. I want short, normal fingers.
Then off to Deutschland it is for me. Goodbye.
Oh, damn it. You were my only hope. These guys are going to put me down.
So back, the German situation failed outright, so I filled an IV.
Yes?
Are you okay to sit with him during his final minutes?
Sure.
All right.
Here, I'll just put it in his mouth right now.
No.
Okay. I Oh, God, those hands. Oh.
Well, it's a long bus ride, but it's well worth it. You'll see.
Is it really the biggest ball of twine, though, Dad?
The biggest in the world.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, shut up, Sarah.
Okay.
Mom, why do we have to do this again? I don't hate hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, Mom, why do we have to do this?
You guys are going to appreciate it when you see the world's largest ball of twine.
So is it all like one color of twine, or do they like use all different, like, how long did this take is really
Stop
what I'm
breathing
saying.
Through your mouth so
Stop
hard.
Stuttering all the time.
God. But I'm really sorry. I just really want, you know, because I mean, is this like a really colorful ball of twine, or is this like a monolithic one color?
Can we leave Billy at the gas station again?
Oh, come on. That's not nice. Billy. This is really important to me.
I can't believe we shared a womb.
Yeah, me either.
Well, you got all the genes.
Obviously.
But no.
Children.
I just don't think that's how genes work, is all I'm saying.
That's how it worked in the movie Twins.
Seriously?
Because
that would really explain a lot. It really would, because I mean, I'm just a head on, like, her shoulder, and it is weird, and I always thought that was weird. But there it is. Now, about this twine.
Well,
Mom, we share a body. Why can't I get him to not talk when I don't want him to?
He's got a mind of his own, Sarah.
God damn it.
He's his
own
person. He's not his own body, but he's his own
me.
Person.
Stop it.
Billy, face away from your sister.
Okay. Fine.
Well, we can remove the freakish head from your daughter's body, but can I speak to you? Could you turn around, please?
Yeah, kids, turn around.
Could you
both
turn
of
around,
us?
Please?
Well, gonna have a hard time doing it by myself, aren't
yes,
I?
Yes,
doctor,
Sarah.
Do you want me to assist in plugging the ears?
Please, if
okay.
you use all four of your hands.
Oh, his fingers are cold.
Thank you, nurse.
We're afraid if we cut off the head, it may grow back. I've contacted a German specialist I know.
She has Hydra head.
Hydra head.
Is
she's
that bad?
I'll let the German doctor explain.
Danke schön! What is this about the second head?
Well, We're afraid it's going to grow back.
Yeah.
Air doctor.
Yeah, I've seen many cases such as this. It will grow back if you cut it off.
You're not gonna cut me off again, are you?
This isn't the first time.
We've tried everything.
The last head didn't stutter, so I am a fearful for if you cut this one off, what will pop up next?
There has been a trend of the heads getting dumber and dumber, so we want this one to stick.
Yeah.
I only have one prescription for you, too. It is to enjoy life to its fullest. And that is all.
That is not at all what
that
we want.
It is.
I'm
doctor.
Sorry. It
well,
is
then off to Deutschland, please.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Nurse, could you prepare an IV bag for the
head?
Stuttering head.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye, brother.
Here, drink up.
Jim, I made it. Jim. Oh, wow. That's do you have, like, prehensile toes? That's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great up here.
Oh, that's remarkable. Your arms don't look so good.
No, they hurt a lot.
I can only imagine. That must be awful.
But it's great looking down on you from up here. First time I won the race, am I right?
Yes, you're right. This is the first time, and I'm really, really proud of you.
That means I get to use the car. You know the deal.
All right, okay, you can use the car. Just, can I work the pedals at least? If you're going to be driving with your feet, I have to work the pedals. That's the deal.
Oh my God, dear, look at that man. He's so high up there.
Oh, it's so sad.
I don't think he's ever getting down.
Well, honey, now with that kind of attitude, I mean, I've never seen you that high.
That's true.
So they raise an interesting point. How exactly are you going to get down?
Oh, just catch me. Here I come.
Honey, I caught him with my bare hands.
That woman has bare hands.
Oh, God, the claws. Jim, she's punctured my thigh.
I'm sorry, I can't stop.
Will you just give me my brother back,
I
please?
I can't. My bear instincts are kicking in, and he's like a little salmon in my hands, and I just want to skin him and eat him.
Honey, don't.
I'm sorry, I can't, honey. You know when it gets to this point, there's no turning back.
I'll try banging past some pans.
You're a human.
I'm human.
Did you say you have bear hands?
Doctor, does she really have Hydra hands?
It's Hydra bear hands.
Oh, God.
And we're all fascinated, right, Air Doctor?
I've seen a lot of cases such as this.
Really? I'm not alone?
No, you're not at all, but I only have one prescription for you.
What is it, Doctor?
Go out. Enjoy your life. Live life to its fullest, goddammit.
If I could counter-prescribe...
That's what got her in here, Doctor.
I have this bag of poison in an IV. If I can just go ahead and put it in her mouth.
Doctor, yeah. I went to New Orleans one day to have fun. And some witch doctor gave me my fun.
Interesting.
I'd actually like to consult with this witch doctor. If you can.
She's on the corner of 3rd and 5th on Boulevard.
This
Avenue.
Is too much specific information for me. I must go back to Deutschland.
But
goodbye.
All I
want to
do, Doctor...
Doctor, wait, my arms are broken.
Well, I can... I need you to turn around for a moment. Can I speak to your friend?
Just turn around, Harvey. It'll be fine.
My legs are bleeding, Jim.
Well, you won't lose too much blood.
Okay.
Just stay with the nice woman with the bare hands.
I'll go warm up the car.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
You're pretty.
Don't touch me.
Okay.
Honey, if he's not here, there's no witnesses.
I'm
going to go outside now.
What do you want me to do? You're pretty small. Like a salmon.
It's just because my arms are real floppy because they're broken.
Stop, don't make that motion.
What, they just flop around now. I can't even move them.
Look, you're in danger. Sure, my bare hands are sweet and fuzzy and...
They're so soft.
Yeah, but they also have a bite to them.
Your hands can bite?
Yeah. Do you hear them?
You've got dog mouth, too. You're so beautiful.
Stop it! Stop it! I can't hand... Stop looking at me!
I love dog mouth.
No. No one loves dog mouth or bare hands.
Our
Let
nanny
me just
is...
eat you now. Just let me eat you.
Please don't.
Oh, okay. I was able to stop.
Because of our love.
Because of our love.
Honey, is he done? Oh, God. What's going on here?
How's it supposed to eat him? How's it?
What did you do with Harvey?
You look like a salmon too.
They all look for like ants from up here.
We just want to squish them.
Come on, baby.
I'm sorry, I just want to.
Just look at the volcanoes.
Ooh.
As you can see here, we're passing over Kilauea.
I just can't understand a word that comes out of his mouth, honey.
I think he's
the active volcano here on Hawaii.
How am I supposed to learn about the volcanoes? The whole reason we came to Hawaii. If I can understand what he's saying.
After this, you're going to Kubon visit the magma tubes.
Did he say magna tubes?
He said magna tubes.
What is a magna tube?
I don't know, but let's listen.
Magma tubes are underground lava passage. You see, many years ago, there was lava flowing through the ground, and it made these long holes. They look like big wormholes. We call them magma tubes.
All I heard was llama holes.
I heard worm.
I heard llama hole. Well, llama hole worms.
Llama hole doesn't make sense, honey. Why would there be llamas below? Worms make much sense.
You are just being quite a pill right now.
As you can see now, we're passing over a sandworm hole.
See.
If anybody has seen the movie Doom or read the novel, you'll be familiar with this.
Honey, I've never read Doom.
Doom?
Doom? Or Doom?
I think he's saying Doom.
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 Doom. Doom?
Broom.
Broom.
Broom. He's saying broom.
Oh. That makes so much more sense. I get it.
Captain Jack, I have a quick question.
Yeah, what is it?
So what are those formations off in the distance there? They seem to be some kind of plateau or something.
Oh, honey, don't bore the captain.
This is a famous Hawaiian mesa.
Masons.
Oh, like mesa, masons. Like corn?
No, like masons. Like the secret, I think he said secret society, like,
Hawaiian mesa.
Hawaiian mesa.
So like Hawaiian corn.
Right. This is so much fun.
Wow, I am learning a lot. And getting a tan. I just can't laugh.
Oh, that's so sad.
What do you mean you can't laugh?
Well, I thought I could... Look, guys.
Why don't you find anything funny anymore?
I do, I just can't laugh.
What if we tickle you? Like this?
You can try.
Gucci, 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 gucci.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's really sad.
So you just don't enjoy us?
No, I do enjoy you all.
Why don't you laugh then?
I can't.
Maybe if we told you some good jokes.
Yeah, he tells really good jokes. Yeah.
Tell me one.
Come on, Dave, tell her a good joke.
Do it, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
You're the best.
Come on, do you tell the best jokes?
Did you hear the one about the African explorer?
No. Is that the joke?
Not yet. He wore really short shorts so he could Tanzania.
That was really good.
Why didn't you laugh?
Yeah. I can't laugh.
Why are you being so rude?
I'm not being rude. Look, I have a doctor's note.
Oh.
Let's just take a look at it.
Oh, that's a real doctor's note.
It's written in German.
Dr. Yeah. Schnitzel.
Yes, Dr. Schnitzel.
Yeah.
It just says go out and enjoy life.
Right.
Are we not enjoyable?
Shouldn't you be laughing? That's what happens when I enjoy life.
I spent my inheritance to go see this doctor because I was told that he could cure me. And this is what he gave me. So that's what I'm left with.
Well, it's not helping you at all.
No. Mm-mm.
It's a shame. But isn't it kind of funny, though? I mean, you gave away all your money and all your access to power. And
that is funny.
And you're left with nothing.
I thought Dave was the joke teller. Yeah.
Here, have my joke crown.
See, I'm not even trying to laugh anymore. That
that's just rude.
Yeah, now you're just...
Yeah, now I'm sad.
Wow.
Your second head thought it was funny.
Yeah, we like him better.
Yeah.
Can you just give him power over your body?
Sure.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah. I like the other
hand. Hey, look, I can pick her nose.
Yeah.
Where Willie?
Don't push it.
Sorry.
Why are you gonna be such a stone cold bitch?
That's true. She's pretty awful.
It's a mutiny, Captain Jack. We're taking over the boat.
Taking over my boat?
No. We're taking over your boat.
Yeah, the boat.
This boat that landed my helicopter on?
Something about a Pop-Tart. He said Pop-Tart.
Like, no, it was a Pop-Tart.
This is exciting.
Did pirates out here on the seas?
What?
No. We're pirates from the high seas.
And we don't have disease.
I'm a tourist that got lost.
Listen, I'm protecting my crew.
I didn't bring your lizard.
You take a boat, but you can't have these two fine gentlemen and lady.
Just take us to your radio room.
Oh, you was in the radio room?
No, not the ready room.
No, not the railroad.
The what?
Radon room? We don't give haircuts, I'm sorry.
You think you could just come on my boat, Captain Jake? I'll show you.
Pirates, can I talk to you guys?
Yeah. Sure, okay.
Could you, Captain Jack, could you turn around?
Yeah, no problem.
We need to take another boat. Isn't really.
This really isn't working.
I'm not getting any out of it.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to get plunder.
Yeah, I know. I think we will come on. The captain tells us where things are, and then we can just.
Right.
I'm not getting anything out of this.
This isn't working out.
So much harder.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. Tourist here.
Hey,
could you give him another chance? What? You know, we've been on. Me and my husband, we've been on this boat for a few weeks, and I just don't think. I think he's a real sweet guy. He just may have had a few strokes. I think he really needs some friends. How about it, you guys?
Oh,
you seem nice.
I mean,
we could
draw. Okay. Oh, okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Oh, this is a mutiny, Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Captain Jack, they're back.
We're just gonna...
Wait a minute. Are you using the mutiny or are you pirates?
No, we're not partners. We are partners.
Pirates.
We are partners.
We're partners in crime.
Yes.
We're
partners.
Let's just go below deck and find something.
You going to blow my deck?
Okay. I've heard some things in my time at sea, but that is ridiculous.
I'll do it. Next up, Pat! Well, that's our show. Thanks to Dan, Casey, Jordan, Nick, and Sean from The Score for coming on by. You can check out the Twin Cities Improv Festival website at TwinCitiesImprovFestival.com so you can check and see when they're going to be playing, as well as numerous other local and national acts.
Also, check out Next at Bat stuff. We got a Facebook page up, Next at Bat. Search for that. Also, we have a Gmail set up, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. You can always talk to us.
And hop on iTunes, search for Next at Bat, and subscribe to our stuff. Rate and review it. Give it 5 stars because it's funny. Put it in your head. And you can see me up at Huge Theater in March with Cubicle, with Josh Awen, Max Leibowitz, and Kevin Albertson. And in April and May for 8 weeks on Huge Wednesdays, A Night Out.
Well, there's a couple more weeks of Friday night stage mats at Brave New Workshop. I'm up on the 15th, last one for this season. And also I'm in a Battle of the Bands March 23rd that you should buy tickets from me to go see and support me, because there's like money on the line and like...
And that's the finals, right?
It is the finals. Nice. I won the first round, so please buy tickets and come.
That's great. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time. Next up!